Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I think I say it always backwards, right? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
I think you do say it always backwards. That's like the theme of the show, essentially.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I guess we switched the evening with the afternoon. I'll try
Seems
to say
about.
it better.
Well, the good news is my microphone works for the first time without having to fix it.
That's wonderful. Yay. You're not mute anymore.
I'm not mute. I'm not mute. Hear me sing really bad. I'm not mute.
So, I see you have a Britney Spears poster up
Oh, I
on the
love
wall.
Britney. Work,
Oh.
bitch.
Britney Spears is awesome. I love her voice, and she has great albums and great songs.
Well, we can't have you at the Britney concert. I'm going to outer space now.
Oh, bye, Britney.
Britney's going
See.
to space. That's her next concert.
Oh, that would be great. I'm going. I mean, I'll save
Tickets.
money.
Tickets all one ride rocket ship to the Milky Way.
Wow.
Sponsored by Milky Way candy bars.
Wow.
They're letting everyone go for free, but the only catch is there's no way coming back. So you better like it out there.
Oh boy. All right. I think I will consider it only because it's Britney.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have Sylvia. Sylvia is on. Hello, Sylvia.
Hello.
Matthew had a Britney Spears poster up. So we're
Oh,
just
wow.
saying he wants Britney to be back.
Yeah, Britney, I think she's doing all right.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
Good morning or good
Good
afternoon.
morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
You did it right.
I did it right. Usually I say good morning, good evening, good afternoon. So now I'm correcting myself. Gary's on now. How are you, Gary?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm
Okay. Yeah,
good.
you're
I'm
more than good.
okay. Yes, I'm more than good. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to see you. I'm happy to see everybody.
Same here.
Are you
Yay.
going to the outer space concert for Britney
Yes,
Spears?
I am.
All right.
That's right.
Matthew said it's a one-way ticket and you're not coming back.
Yeah, she's playing in the Milky Way, sponsored by Milky Way Candy.
Well, she had a lot of hits, so we'll be there for a while.
Yes, I have her albums, her old albums. So
If
there
she
you
could
go.
have guest stars, Justin Timberlake and Christina Aguilera.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a fun one then.
Gotta
Yeah,
bring
I do like them.
the
Oh,
Backstreet
Backstreet Boys, forget it. The entire half of the world will be there.
Boys in too. And 98 Degrees. And what was the other one at that time period?
You can't forget NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Well, no, I know NSYNC. I'm talking about the other group. It was there's another boy band group. There was like four of them. It was like 98 Degrees came out after NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, but there was another one that they tried to make another spin-off of, which nobody remembers.
98 degrees.
No, after 98 Degrees, there was another one that came out. You know, they kept on trying to package like the same product over and over
Right.
at the company.
Old Town?
Old Town, right?
Was it Old Town?
Old
I don't
Town.
know.
Might
They
be
probably
Old
made
Town.
one song and then nobody remembers them.
Yeah, Liquid Dreams. That was it, like the only hit.
Yeah. Oh, you remember. That's good. It was popular though. But yeah, I was a Backstreet Boys fan. So remember you had to choose like between Backstreet Boys or NSYNC back in the days? I definitely choose Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet's back. All right.
How about you, Sylvie? Did you like Backstreet or NSYNC?
I was pretty much impartial. I like both, but I know there was a lot of like fan groups, and I'm like, I don't really hear the difference in their music. They both sound the same to me.
They were made by the same producer, I think.
Yeah, and I guess they try to like develop a kind of fake rivalry, but I'm like, what's their rival? They both sound similar. They both make great music, you know?
The best boy band that you never heard of, that never crossed over, was Blue,
Oh.
BLUE. That was a
B
UK boy band that never crossed over here. They were the best.
BLUE?
Yeah, Blue.
Blue.
Never heard of them. You're right.
That was the best boy band.
Really? I have to
Yeah,
check
you
them
should
out
look into
then.
it because they had cameos from like Stevie Wonder, Mary J. Blige, and other people, and
That's
they did
beautiful.
songs.
That must sound good because Stevie Wonder and Mary J. Blige has beautiful voices. I love so their voices.
They did some of their songs. Yeah.
But, they're an English boy band. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay.
So I look into them. I don't know why they never crossed over. Yeah, I think because we had like hip hop all the time and everything like that. And they were more like song.
Or it can be a legal issue, you know, like because they're from England. So I don't know.
Yeah. No, it can't be. But I guess American boy band, right? They were like a one hit wonder, I guess, that didn't really make it.
Well, they never had a hit song here.
It said that they were active from 2000 to 2005. And now they're back, 2011. Back. Yeah, that's not too bad, actually. I'll check it out. Everyone check it out. I believe they did a lot of things. You're right.
Yeah, I have the greatest hits on video. It was an import, of course. So.
Wow, oh, I love it.
I would listen to them.
Okay, everyone check out Blue, boy band Blue. Soon we'll have the poster.
Yeah. It's so funny because in the karaoke places that I go to, their songs are in there.
Huh. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, they made it a little because, you know, those karaoke books have a limited amount of songs.
Surprise.
They also put Mary J. Blige and big names in America's standards, so to speak. So.
Yeah. Mary J. Blige should come out with a new song. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is she doing new music? I haven't heard anything.
She's only been in like series. That she was in the, what was the Netflix show with
Elliot
Page?
Oh, what was it called? It was a good show. It was. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to.
But
Murder.
She was a hitman in that.
I love it. Yeah, How to Get Away with Murder. Me and Silver was watching actually.
She's a detective in one.
Later,
she was a detective.
Yeah.
Well, and I can't remember the name now, but
Umbrella Academy.
Yes, that's it. Umbrella Academy.
I love that.
Yeah. She was funny too.
I watched Umbrella Academy totally, and it was really good. I'm waiting for the next one. Yes.
The second season is great.
Really great. I'm ready to watch the next one whenever it comes out.
Yes. It's in the works.
Nice. Mary J. Blige. And also you, the stalker one.
I heard about it. I haven't seen that yet. I heard it's good.
Oh yeah. It's really good. Joel Goldberg, he's a star. And it's pretty crazy.
I have to check it out.
Yeah, the crazy part, it could be reality. That's what is the crazy part of it. You know, you never know who's really looking at you right now.
I'll put it on my list.
Yeah.
It just sounds too much like Dexter to me.
Yeah, a lot of people compare it to Dexter because they have a lot of similarities to Dexter.
They also know it's coming back, right? Dexter's coming back.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm. No. Dexter's coming back.
Like a continuation where they left off? Like a continuation where they left off?
I just know it's coming back with the original star.
I'm disappointed in that. I mean, I like Dexter in the beginning, but I'm not going to spoil it for people that haven't watched.
Everything's being rebooted.
The only reboot I heard with that was good was It, but I've never seen it, the reboot.
What, It?
Yeah.
I have the movies. I haven't watched them yet.
I heard
that reboot was good.
Yeah. The Clown, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It was so great. I saw it in the theaters, actually. Me and Sylvia. We saw It in the theaters.
Did you look in the sewers after? Did you see sewers the same after you saw it?
No, I just walk a little away from the sewers. And these
don't
things could be reality. that's scary because the balloons are scary. Because now I'm looking and seeing if I could see a red balloon.
So, Sylvia, did you cringe when you see a balloon now?
No, not really. But when I look at the sewer grates, I think that's what it's called. I'm like, do I see a clown? I wonder if it's. See a clown, or if you see a random kid in a yellow jacket.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really like.
Did you ever see the fan made It versus the Joker?
No.
On YouTube, you should check it out. I won't even tell you the story.
Is it funny or is it scary?
It's kind of really psychological, but actiony because it's still comic book characters, but. It's not really scary. It's more your mind thinks about it for a minute.
Oh, that's really well done then.
I'll check it out. I've seen Batman versus Predator.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh my god, that must be horrible.
Yeah. They actually made a comic book. Like a legit comic.
Wow.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Making my monthly appearance. Yeah, Shaz is like, what's going on?
Me too. I'm making my monthly appearance too. Yay.
Good news, Prue is back.
Yay. How was your vacation, Dana?
It was amazing. Very relaxed.
You look like you're tired from it.
Oh, I'm always busy. So it's just like now my niece and nephew are visiting. I went to pick them up on Thursday. So they're here until Tuesday. So we're just helping out. We're so used to waking up early. I'm hearing.
Yeah, you're echoey.
Oh, it's better now.
Yeah.
It's gone. Maybe it was someone's speaker or something that was bouncing back then. But yeah. I look
good
tired.
Now, good now.
I haven't showered. This is my non-shower.
You look so clean. I mean, I haven't showered too, and I look like I haven't showered.
Yeah, I'm relaxed.
But you look clean. I don't know.
How's everyone else doing?
In the future, like I'm going to an exhibit after the call in MoMA. You guys should check it out because they have like exhibits now. And if you're a resident, you get it for free. Because I'm getting it for free. Usually the tickets are $10, but you get it for free. So check that out. So I'm going to an exhibit today.
I love MoMA.
But I want to share that with you guys. Look into museums and, you know, free museums with being a resident.
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Is it like a form you have to fill out or you just show your ID and they say?
No. You just on the website, you just put your zip code in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm going to put your zip code in.
No, we all have to say we're all residents of New York City. So we get information. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I thought it was your area only.
You put your zip code in, a New York zip code, you're good.
And I think if you have like the New York City ID, they make like special identification cards.
They do. I haven't done it yet. But
yeah, I have one. I think if you just show that, then I think it's also discounted or something or the other. I always thought those museum things were suggested.
There's one thing that says you can suggest a donation because usually the ticket's $10. But if you're a resident, you know, you get in for free.
Yeah.
And I think there's another option that you can just do a suggested donation.
I wish I was a museum person. I'm not.
I'm really not, but you know, I got to get out of the house.
Yeah. I do like it.
Yeah. Today is such a nice day for like a park. Yesterday we went to Casina Park and we just did laps around the park. I'm trying to tire out the kids. So
I'm sore because I went to a picnic yesterday. It's in Central Park, Sheep Meadow. So I had a little picnic with a couple of my friends and we were playing Frisbee and my arm is sore and so is my body. So I'm not used to running around like that.
I know. Where do you have to go, you know, like that? Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the worst kind of pain, that arm shoulder pain. It's like you can't sleep at night because it's so sore. That happened to me when I was snorkeling in San Juan. I hadn't been physically active for a long time and actually swimming, like your whole body's being used. I was so sore the next day. I'm like, how am I going to make it through the day? It was so bad. But it felt good. I came back toned.
No echo, Mrs. Echo. Echo.
Oh, there's an echo. Oh, there's an echo. We're out of space right now.
You're in outer space?
Matthew's bringing that outdoor, that outer space vibe.
Matthew, can you bring us back to Earth?
Let me see what I can do for you guys.
He's not echoing.
I guess network is better. Oh, he's on the beach.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, better.
Yes, it is better.
Oh my God. I don't know what happened.
So far, so good.
Yay.
Damn it, I kind of miss it.
Why do you miss it?
Miss it. You were so good at that, Gary. I love it.
It's after Gary said MoMA, so it could be a MoMA thing.
Maybe. Maybe Gary wasn't supposed to spill the beans about MoMA. Now everybody.
MoMA, now I feel like having some MoMAs.
Yeah. Sylvia, we match.
Oh, we do. Look at that. We're blue.
Sort of, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm dark blue.
Living my best life.
Mine says gotta catch them all.
You definitely are. And you're enjoying it.
I am.
Everybody. I felt like I was there with you on the beach.
Oh man, it was so nice. Now I feel like everybody's going to San Juan. Everyone on my Facebook is like checking in, going there.
Puerto
Rico's become a popular destination now.
I think so.
I was trying to go on vacation, like I told Cindy, a couple of days ago. I was trying to go to Florida. I have to wait like another week or so because my theme parks are booked.
Your theme parks are booked?
Yeah, the theme park, Disney World.
Oh, that's where you
were. They're all booked. Because now they have reservations now. So
wow.
I'm like, damn it.
Because they're running out.
You just walk in. But now it's a reservation. So I looked and like everything was booked until like next week.
And the capacity is less too.
Yes.
Parks, that's why.
So I was like, I know. So I'm going to do a quick getaway.
I mean, you should still just go for the beach, you know, or just to relax. It's a nice change of scenery.
Now, if I go, there's two parks I want to go to.
Universal Studios.
That too. I was planning 3 days, two Disney parks, or Universal Studios. Nice. That's what I was planning.
I love it.
I've been to Florida many times, but I've never gone to the parks. I went to like City Walk, but that's about it.
I've been there, but when I was like 20 something, that's how long I haven't been there.
Me too. When I was 16, that was the latest. But I love amusement parks. Speaking of amusement parks, do you guys want to go to Legoland?
Yes.
It's on New York here. Yeah, and T-Mobile Tuesdays on Tuesday, if you save it, you can get 50% off the admission fee.
When are we going?
Whenever you guys want to go. I want to go.
Okay.
So save your T-Mobile Tuesdays.
Okay.
Legoland. Yeah, because it's $50 now, but half off is $25. You can't beat that.
If you haven't used your T-Mobile Tuesday, your $2 Dunkin' Donuts.
Donuts have gotten expensive, haven't they?
Yes.
One donut is $1.79. I'm like, what? I remember the days when it was like 79 cents or a donut. Now it's $1.79 for one donut. I think it's like three munchkins or something for a dollar or something like that. I was like, what? I'm like, this is crazy. You can't get much for $2 anymore.
No.
That's a trick.
Unless you go to Krispy Kreme and you show your vaccination card. And
you
the glazed donut.
Have you tried it? Did you go to Krispy Kreme?
I haven't done it.
Wait, so they said if you show your card, they'll give you a free donut?
Every day.
What? Wow.
Yep.
Well, let's all take care of our health, too. We're not trying to get a glazed donut every day here just because we got vaccinated now.
It's a perk, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other perks somewhere else, but I don't know.
If you live next to a Krispy Kreme store and you're vaccinated, you'll get a free donut every day. People wouldn't want to get out like and travel every time there. It's very rare to find a store.
Yeah. They don't have too many. I think Uber gives you like a free ride to and from your vaccination site up to like $25 or something.
Yeah.
Right.
That doesn't hurt either. Free ride. But
that's really good. Yeah. I mean, it's free ride just for the vaccine.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah. What happened to you guys signing up for the lotto, for the vaccine lotto and stuff? Remember Cindy, Sylvia, you guys were talking about it, $1 million or something.
$1 million. I think that was Ohio. Yeah. I don't know. Is it here?
I thought someone won it. I heard someone winning.
I know something was happening.
Someone won it in Ohio.
Okay.
But I don't know. New York. Oh, they have it in New York. Vax-a-million.
Yeah.
You have to go to a specific vaccine site to win that.
To win it. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many vaccines can you get?
No, right?
Yes, I have two shot Pfizer 5 times. Okay. I'm good for like 5 years.
Come in with a different ID, you know, every time.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, but I wish they did it in the beginning so people had an opportunity, you know? Like,
yes.
But in the beginning, everyone that knew they were going to get vaccinated got vaccinated. This is just pushing the people that are not planning to get vaccinated. It's like an extra incentive to go for it.
So here it is. So it ends on June 17th. So if you want to get vaccinated before June 17th, you can get a free New York State lottery scratch-up tickets.
Available. So you have to do it now.
Yeah, you can do it now. And available to people older than 18 years old. And the grand prize is $5 million.
Ooh.
Yeah. And here are the sites. Oh, okay. There's a few sites. Maybe I'll put the link in the podcast. Aqueduct Racetrack.
I go there for my testings.
Yeah. So that's one of the places. Javits Center in the city. That's a big one. Jacob Javits Center. Wow. Stony Brook. You know, there's a bunch. Stony Brook. SUNY, all the SUNY campuses, most of them. Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
York College, which is near me. So, not too bad. And Bronx Bay Eden Senior Center. I threw that in.
It would have been nice if, like Dana said, if it was earlier, but we knew that we were getting shots anyway. So
exactly.
Yeah, because I got it before it opened up, because like I told you I worked at a volunteer food pantry, so they were like, they made appointments for us. I didn't even have to make an appointment. They made it for us.
Yeah.
So that was
when
nice.
When I went to volunteer, they were pushing, you know, they're like, hey, you know, you want your vaccine, you want your vaccine. I remember.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my food pantry, no more deliveries. So they're really? Just gone by donations now.
Aw.
Yeah, it's a shame, but, you know, so I'm going to try and find something else to volunteer.
Yeah, I did that one time, but I want to do it again.
Yeah.
I'll try out different sites to see what's, you know, good.
Yeah.
Awesome. So speaking of jobs and volunteer and jobs, I have an article. Amazon is helping people get trained, certified in jobs in cloud computing. So So here is a guy featured in the story for Amazon Jobs. Jared Gaines, 35-year-old, he is a personal trainer, and he was looking to get a job on the side, like a full-time job, because personal training is here and there. And personal training for him during the coronavirus period, which was a long haul last year, ruined his career, kind of. Like, people didn't want to come to work out. And that makes sense. You can't really see somebody to work out because you have to contain yourself. He went to sign up for Amazon. So it's called AWS Training Restart. And they pretty much give you free training, but you can pay for the top tiers if you want to continue, like per course. And he finished the cloud computing program and got a full-time job in IT. And he's so happy. He still does his personal training on the side, and he's doing IT remotely. And he's super, super happy. For weeks he was suffering. He said that he worked part-time as a hotel night auditor just to make money. And his paychecks, it wasn't even worth it because it's just little money compared to his fitness and his overnight job. So now with Amazon training, he got a full-time job in the IT industry. So I think that if anybody wants to check it out, aws.amazon.com.
Can you put a link up?
Yes, I will definitely put the link up.
I might do that.
Yeah, check it out. I might check it out too, just to see, you know, it's always good to upgrade yourself and, you know, always upgrade your skills. It says preparing unemployed and underemployed individuals for cloud careers through classroom-based training.
And, also, it's not remote. If they said classroom-based.
No, it's cloud. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I said through classroom-based means that there should be a physical location, like online learning.
Yeah, I think it's online learning because you can have access to over 160 courses.
Do you have to pay for the course or it's free?
So it's free in the beginning if you want it for certain programs, but you have to pay per class if you want a certain degree. And learner is 12 weeks is very intense, but it's good. Monday through Friday, you have to go in. And I don't think you go in. I'm not sure about that, but it's free. So the learner profile is free. And 12 weeks, you just do the Amazon courses and you get access to free, also in person, like Sylvia said, and skill-based training. And it's 25 individuals at a time for every classroom-based training. And you get a certificate, AWS. And you get to connect with employers and career. And it's really awesome because he's so happy that he got a job full time and it pays. Sponsored by Perscolas, Youth Employment Services, Year Up, New College Institute. A bunch of companies that teaches you with the AWS Restart. And I think it's a great opportunity for anyone who really want to learn a skill and do it. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and it's a free hands-on practice with Amazon AWS through quicklabs.com, Q-W-I-K labs, L-A-B-S.com. It's online labs, so there's some that's online you can do. Popular ones are Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud. It's foreign to me. I don't know what it is. You know, they have so much courses that you can just look through and get your degree in, and you don't need much. All you need is a high school diploma or GED. Yeah, and they have so many courses, Google Cloud Essentials, a lot of cloud. Because you know what? Computing and cloud is the future right now.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody wants to store anything, you know, physically. If you can do it in the cloud, you know, you just access it. That's why these video on demand is so popular. Because, yeah, you know, you just click a link and then you get your TV show or movie or whatever you have in the cloud.
Yeah, and I think it's going to continue this way, I think. Who knows? I mean, you never know what Elon Musk comes up with next, so, or somebody. Yes. But yeah, that is my article. If anyone wants to become a cloud expert with hands-on training, you can visit AWS Restart or aws.amazon.com.
Amazon is becoming such a big, you know, company, big corporation, that this is, I guess, their way of giving back to the community, right? Because I think all big corporations at some point have a responsibility to their community. And I think this is their way of giving back to, you know, empower everybody through education, which is great. You know, anybody could add a skill to their resume and it makes them stand out, even if it doesn't have to relate to their field. Right.
Yeah. It's awesome. Like a second chance. Right. Pretty much, you know, yeah, which everyone deserves.
Yeah.
I know I mentioned Elon Musk, but he didn't complete college. He's doing his thing. But I'm not discouraging people from college. College is great. But I'm just saying that you always have a second chance.
And you have a specific skill set. You can initiate that at any point. You don't have to get a college degree and then do that. If you have an idea on your mind, you can put it into works. And
yeah,
that's what you want to do too.
Yeah.
You know, some people just go to like a technical school after. You know, they have a skill that they want to perfect.
The skills.
You know, some people want to go to college and just have like a wide range.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. The guy, he's a personal trainer and he found ways to, you know, spend more time with his 9-year-old son also. I didn't add that, but he has a 9-year-old son and now he gets to spend more time. Now he can do his full-time remote job in IT, making good money from this program, from the AWS program. And here and there, his personal training, which is his passion as well. A lot of times you can't do your passion full time because of money, but he's still doing it, so, which is great. I know Matthew is a personal trainer. He can also look into that if he likes IT.
Yes, I saw some of his YouTube videos and got me inspired.
Yeah, it's Alpha Flex Training, right? Alpha Flex?
Yes. Alpha Flex Fitness.
Alpha Flex Fitness. Yeah, he did the soup can workout.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
I looked at soup differently after that.
So when you go
to the pantry, what can are you going to use, Gabby?
Yeah, what can?
I got the Campbell's.
The classic. Classic holds a lot of weight.
Yes.
I'm going to use the Amy's chili, like the Amy's brand, the vegetarian chili, you know, and that has a lot of weight to it.
And when I get better, I'm going to do the baked beans because it's a bigger can.
that has more weight, the baked beans. Yes. Bush's baked beans.
Those chunky.
With a lot of gas.
Those chunky soups. They come in like bigger cans.
Dana looks like a progressive person.
Is progressive. And you know what? I like it because you don't need to dilute it with water. Because with Campbell's, you have to add one can of water in and then I have to really cook it down because I don't like that watery taste. I like whole and hearty soup.
Me too.
It's making me hungry.
I know. I want Tom Yum.
Yeah, I'm going for hot pot later with the kids. So I'm taking them this afternoon. Yeah, so we're going down to Flushing for some hot pot. So.
Which one in Flushing are you going?
It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
Yeah. It's that big famous one.
The spring? The Shabu Shabu?
Hold on. I have it here.
I went to Shabu Shabu. I loved it in Flushing.
It's called Hidalio. Hidalio.
Hidalio.
Yeah. I went there once before the pandemic, and they give you like a free hand massage. They put a screen protector on your phone. It's like a really bougie spot for hot pot. Their hot pots really good too. And then throughout the hot pot experience, there's like performances that happen. So they have like dancers and stuff come out and stuff like that. But I don't know if they still do that. They're like, oh my God. I don't know if it's going to happen today, guys, because of the pandemic. So a lot has changed.
Hey, stuff is opening up. We're only 1% to 70%. So that's everything's going to open up. So
yeah. That's awesome.
1% more and everything opens up.
Yeah. So. I think September. No, not I think. September is schools are opening up fully. No remote.
They are.
So that's it. We're letting go of the whole remote. That's what I'm wondering. Like all of these people that are working from home, I think they're going to be pushed back into coming back into the office. So like what's going to happen with all those
people? Well, a lot of companies are like,
They are, I think.
Are doing like half and half.
Yeah. I think a lot of companies are going half remote, like Gary said, and half in the office, because it's more, you know, it benefits the office. A lot of offices are doing remote only. They changed to remote only.
Wow. Permanently? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Like I went to shop at Van Heusen yesterday, and they're closing all their stores and they're going all online.
But you know what? That's good for the employers because they save money on rent. Yeah.
So yeah, well, the employers are benefiting also.
Yeah. Because imagine how much a Manhattan, you know, office would cost them for the cleaning service, the maintenance, the technology, and now they're saving a ton of money on that. So
yeah, they would have to give back because they're saving a lot. So.
Yeah, I hope that they could give back. Yeah. But, you know,
it's
I think
fair. Remote.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I think I'm going to run. I got to shower up and get going. But it was nice meeting you all. Have fun. See you all
next
week.
Have fun. Take it easy. All right. Enjoy your hot pot.
Yes.
Yes, enjoy.
Bye.
I think I'm going to meet Gary.
Okay.
Okay. Have fun. And MoMA? You guys are going to enjoy MoMA.
Well, no, I'm at Gary at the bridge right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh.
You guys are in San Francisco, I think.
San Francisco.
That's a fun time.
We're going to meet the Charmed Ones.
Oh. That's the show? The Charmed Ones?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Take a picture for me.
We're going to meet the original Charmed Ones. I'm not the new ones. I don't like the new ones.
Yes. I love the originals.
Hyper, I couldn't get into the new one.
Piper, Prue, and
Phoebe.
Who?
Phoebe.
Phoebe, yes. Phoebe.
Yes. I was thinking more Full House, but okay.
That's right. He's right.
Has any good articles that they would like to share?
I do.
Okay.
Let me see here.
I'll let Matthew do his, and then I have to go.
Okay. Yes. Aw.
This little guy got his head stuck in a sewer pipe.
Ooh.
So a lot of people, the fire department, tried to help get the raccoon out. They were trying everything. And they tried so... They kept trying the whole entire time, but they felt bad. I mean, look at a cute little guy.
He's cute. And he doesn't look in distress.
So cute.
Apparently, they help ducks a lot. Ducks get stuck in storm drains, so that's what the little it monster goes after, eats ducks. But they found they used basically olive oil. They lubed them up, popped them out.
Wow.
The little guy got out, not hurt at all, and that's my positive little animal story.
Yeah, he doesn't look, like I said, he doesn't look too distressed. He just looks like, yeah, I'm stuck, okay.
Super cute. Do you know if it was on a highway or it looks like a park? It looks like there's grass all around the little one.
There's grass in the thing.
Yeah.
This was Macomb County Animal Control, Harrison Township Fire Department. So, it doesn't really say. That's it. It doesn't say where he was. It just says Harrison Township, so I guess you got to figure out what that is, and there's probably a bunch of Harrison Townships in the country.
Well, I'm so happy that they rescued him, the little cute raccoon.
He is cute.
Yeah, I love animals. It doesn't matter if it's a raccoon, possums, anybody, cats. Just
be careful.
Yeah, I have to be careful.
With any animal, just be careful.
Like the rabies and stuff, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
my ex-girlfriend had a baby raccoon that she brought home one time, and I was like, whoa. Aww. A couple weeks, I was like, he has to go back into the wild. Sorry.
She brought it in.
She brought it in.
Okay, and no one attacked her because all the moms and dad would usually attack because they protect the baby.
Yeah, no,
oh my God.
It was like a baby, it was a baby raccoon.
Aww.
And it was just—it was kind of docile, but I didn't want to take a chance, you know.
Yeah.
You know, later.
Did you release it back to where she found it?
I don't know where she found it. I released it in the park.
Okay. Aww.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, no rabies today for me.
She's an animal lover.
Because you know how children are—they react.
Was she upset that you released it?
No, I told her the benefits of not going to the hospital and. being in pain.
Aww.
But, no, she has a good heart. She bought a cat home after that, too. Aww. But we kept the cat.
Good. She's a good person. Yeah. Yes. I love that. Cool. Yeah. I mean, I would bring a stray dogs or cats if I find one home.
Now, just take them to a vet and just make sure that they're good.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
That's what I would do if I find a stray dog. Right to the vet. He's good. Okay. He's mine.
He's yours.
Yes. I miss dogs.
Yeah. I never had a dog, so I don't know, but.
Dogs are the best. They're so loyal. Aww. Cats are loyal too, but you know, it's a different loyal.
Yeah.
Cats are more independent.
Yes.
I like the cats now because, you know, I'm in and out. Yeah. You know, they can handle themselves. But dogs, you need to be home a lot.
Dogs are really loyal and they want your company a lot.
Yeah. When I get older. Yeah. Retirement age, maybe I'll get one.
Yeah.
It forces you out of the house to take the dog for a walk.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to go now because I have to get ready to go.
You know? All right, Barry. So but, you enjoy like MoMA.
Yes. Like I said, look into it because there's an exhibit going on right now. It's like an hour exhibit, but it's like all her works.
Who is she? It's really nice to go to these things.
Nikki Desaint. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, you enjoy that. I mean, anyone listening, how long is going to be on for? Do you know?
A couple of weeks.
Okay, so people have a chance
MoMA
to go.
PS1.
MoMA PS1.
MoMA PS1.
Okay. MoMA PS1. If you want to visit for free with your zip code, you can go. It'll be on for a few weeks. Okay, so you enjoy, Gary.
Thank you. Everyone enjoy your day.
Yes, you know, thank
whatever
you.
Whatever you do.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
Matthew,
take
be
care.
Safe going over the bridge.
I'm going to go fishing over the bridge. I'm trying to get the next big one.
Oh.
Sylvia, Sydney, whatever you do, have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have fun. Fun.
Enjoy
have fun,
the beautiful everybody. Weather.
Yes. Well, we have it.
Yep. Yeah. Sylvia looks so comfortable.
Yeah. So I have 10 minutes left. I'll keep going and... So we're here. We're still here. And I think I have another article.
All right.
A Florida college student went viral on TikTok after a bystander caught him getting out of his car to give away some of his belongings to a homeless man. It's very sweet because this homeless man put up a sign and said, "Give me anything you have, you know, would be accepted." And the guy was like, okay. He just pulled over and started giving the guy clothes and several items. And it was just like amazing. And the person behind him just videotaped the whole thing without him knowing and put it on TikTok. And this happened in Tallahassee, Florida. He just was actually moving and had a lot of things in his car that he really wanted to give away instead of selling. He said his mom always had clothes and shoes on his back. So he definitely don't take that for granted. And anything could be gone in the blink of an eye. So life here on Earth, yes, it seems like even if you live 100 years, days go by so quickly. Might as well give clothes or things to people. And it's just so nice and heartwarming that Jabari Richardson from A&M University in Florida gave a lot of things to this homeless person. And it's just heartwarming, you know? And it's so nice because he didn't even know he was gonna go on TikTok. Someone else did video to him from behind. So people are watching. Everyone's watching.
Wow. Cool. Wait, so this homeless man, he knows about the TikTok?
No.
Oh,
no.
He doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But the person who donated knows?
Yes. So now afterwards, the person knew or something. Yeah, because the news came after him, the WTFL. Yeah, after seeing this on TikTok, you know, it made it to the news. And you can see it on TikTok. The handle is AMBURANDLEX. It just shows how this guy just pulled over and started giving the homeless person shoes, clothes. You know, it wasn't an act. It was a reality. It's an eye-opener. Anything could be gone in a second from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever you have, if you have bags of clothes that you're not even using, you might as well give it to someone or donate. Someone who really needs it.
Yeah. It's nice when strangers help strangers out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go out there, you know. There's a lot of opportunities, like I was saying, the Amazon training, you know, And now we have people donating. It's just so nice that society is really giving back. And you won't know it until you hear it. And enjoy. I also have another news article. What do you think about recycling your chopsticks?
You mean the plastic ones or the they have two types, the plastic and the wood ones.
The bamboo ones, the wood ones.
Oh, I figure it's common sense that those are recyclable because it's a wood.
Yes. So they are recyclable. This German wood engineer, Felix Bock, he has been recycling used chopsticks and he made beautiful homewares with it. And he's from Canada. Chop Value is called. He launched it called Chop Value, CHOPVALUE. And he recycles old bamboo chopsticks in a range of homewares and furniture. And they look really beautiful, like coasters you can do. It just prevents being polluted in the environment. You can just recycle it. People enjoy it. You have like wall art with it. There's so many things that you can recycle and reuse.
Oh yeah, like the plastics, remember?
Yes, plastics, chopsticks. Another idea of recycling is if you go to, when you go to the grocery store and you bag your vegetables in it, you can use that bag at home for garbage bucket, like a bathroom bucket or anything. Reuse that plastic bag. So that's a way of recycling. I remember Poe was saying that one time.
Yeah, you go to the grocery store and you get the bags and you use those bags. You don't throw them away.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anything you can do to recycle would be great. You know, sometimes clothes, if for example, you have a scarf, there's many ways to wear it.
You can always donate it.
One person's trash, another person's treasure.
Yeah. And I love the concept of recycling because it's just like, instead of it ending up in that landfill, remember there was a garbage island? You reuse things and people actually do reuse them. People love walls, decors, and wall coasters. Why not? Why not recycle it?
Yeah, and these people are very talented to create such beautiful art. Like I saw the chopstick wall art. It looks really nice.
Yeah, we hope that we inspire everybody today to donate or get some training out there. If you are struggling out there, definitely get some training and your worries will be over. I am not sponsored by Amazon, so I'm putting that out there.
But it would be nice to do, right?
Yes.
If Amazon is listening, you can sponsor us.
But I'm not, but I'm just sharing the knowledge and, you know, hopefully everyone could prosper. I think there is other courses out there. I don't know, Coursera, is that Sylvia?
Yeah.
Is it free?
It's free. It's free to take the courses, but then for some certificates, you have to pay to get the certificate. They're not so expensive, like maybe $75 or something. Yeah, I don't know if they're doing the same thing.
Okay, not too bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Amazon is doing the same thing, like go to classes for free and you just pay for the certificate in the end.
You can do that with Harvard and MIT classes. They're free online. And then you got to pay for the certificate, which might be really expensive, but...
Some are $50. I did check it out. So you can also check out harvard.edu. They have the online free training. I have a quote. Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I may remember. Involve me and I learn.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that quote. I don't remember anything when people tell me stuff.
Benjamin Franklin said it.
I need to do everything hands on.
It's true. Tell me and I forget. We retain like 20% memory. Teach me and I may remember. Involve me and I learn. So hands-on training is always the best. Yeah, so I hope everybody have a good week. And thank you for listening to us.